Nova.
Everybody give it up.
Smallsies.
Celebrity Small Talk Podcast.
Hey, what's up?
Everybody.
Hi, this is Amy Sharp in Smallsies Surgery on Nova.
Hi, it's Tori here.
Oh, hey, everybody. Look who's back hanging out with us for tonight. It's Amy Shark, everybody.
What's up? Thanks for having me.
Thanks for dropping by. Second in-studio guest of the year.
I know.
COVID safe.
It does seem very clean in here.
It does. Either is Domestos been used double time.
Yeah, it's very bougie.
How are your hands, by the way? Mine have all gone dry from the anti-back.
Oh, yeah. It's gross. I just have to moisturize every 4 seconds.
Great. You're back with a brand new song.
I am. I'm very excited.
We played it last week. It's called Love Songs Ain't For Us. Features Keith Urban, co-written by Ed Sheeran. Do you want to go through the story of the track, when you worked with Ed?
Well, so I guess like once I sort of got myself together and I was very jet lagged, very nervous. And I guess when you see someone like Ed Sheeran for the first time, it's very overwhelming because it's like, yeah. Oh my God, he exists. He's like in front of me. So I got there and then we were just into it. He's like, okay, so what do you sort of write about? And rah, rah. And he sort of was touching on alternative.
Sorry, how did he do it? How did he go?
What do you sort of write about? Like, okay, what should we do? And he was like, do you write love songs about your man? And I was,
good, by the way. Yeah, you did well there.
Such a romantic. Hey, yeah. He's like an open book. He's like, all my love songs are about Cherry. And I knew I was going to marry her the second I met her. And when he said that to me, I feel like I went bright purple. I just was like, I guess I do, but they're a bit weird. I mean, love's a bit twisted, isn't it? Like,
yeah,
it's not
sure.
That, it's not that great all the time. So love songs aren't really for us. And he was off. He just like started circling around the coffee table with his guitar and he was just came out with love songs ain't for us. And I was like, wow. Well, that's great.
That is a cool story. Now, you've also got the YouTube series that's popping as well.
Yes.
Who came up with doing the documentary thing? Was that just like, oh, we're bored,
well,
let's film something?
No, I guess once the album was coming together for me, like just in my voice memos, I was like, I think this is going to be a really good album. And
yeah.
I got really excited about it. And then also there was something in the back of my mind that when Love Monster came out, there's a few comments that I read, you know, obviously debut album, you read everything, you obsess over it.
Yeah.
And there were some people saying, oh, you know, Amy Shark's only this because she gets to work with this producer and her songs are only good because she works with that person. And I was like, no, it was just annoying me. And I just want people to see how involved I actually am. And I thought this was a good idea to just have someone just be in the room and maybe inspire artists
like that.
That are either scared of studios or think that I'm useless and I just lean on producers, you know?
Yeah, no, have you heard of the phenomenon of like listening to the cheap seats? Have you ever heard about that? Like,
no.
So we all like gravitate towards listening to like the people who aren't invested in us. Like, so in our lives, in our lives, we have like a bunch of different people. We have like season ticket holders who are there for us no matter when and no matter what. And then we have
skim past all them.
Yep. And then we have the people in the cheap seats. They're the ones that don't really want to show up to your concert, but they're like $20 and they've got nothing better to do. And all they do is criticize.
I know.
Right? And it's so strange how we like gravitate. We ignore the season ticket holders who are our screaming fans up the front.
I know.
And because they tell us they love us,
I will go past all these amazing comments
and
I'll read out to Shane one dick comment. And he's like, she'll be front row at Splendor. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's a really good way to look at it.
But
like, my eyes just go straight to it.
Yeah, you have to turn them
off.
It's okay. New song, Love Songs Ain't For Us, with Keith Urban, co-written by Ed Sheeran. It's out right now. We love it. I love you. Thanks for being here. Always a pleasure to see you.
Thank you for your support, Smallsy.
Anytime.
You've been listening to Smallsy Celebrity Small Talk.
Yes!
Follow Smallsy on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. Or listen live to Smallsy Surgery, weeknights from 7 on Nova.